Awesome, how are you, Peter?
Hey, this is Mr. Matt Cavanaugh. I received a call and a message from you, I believe.
You know what, sir? So I did, and I'm just going to kind of give you an understanding of what's going on.
Okay.
So I just actually got off the phone with the prosecutors to help you out, actually, to not. So part of your conditions since your arrest
Yep.
was that you're not allowed any contact with the neighbors that you share driveways with.
Yep.
And that includes email. So I received a call from the email, or given the email chain, obviously, where you guys have been emailing one another regarding you being locked out.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went ahead and called the prosecutor and told them this is why, and they are completely on board with not getting you in trouble for that as long as you don't contact them again.
Okay, I will not contact them again, and let me give you an update real quick. I think there's some back information that's kind of unrelated to this. So the gate, which is the entrance to my property, which is owned by Mr. Frank Pugh.
Yeah,
And Mr.
correct.
Frank
I've
Pugh,
been there a number of times.
understood. And Mr. Frank Pugh is not really somebody who I've been prohibited from reaching out to. The person I was prohibited from having contact which I know, and I wasn't trying to have contact with this person, was Mr. Michael Besseker. Now, what happened, right,
Correct.
is I went to the property, and I was trying to get to my own parcel, and the gate was locked, right? And Frank controls the gate. And it shouldn't have been locked. And there's two locks on there that have passcodes. And those
The
two,
codes,
and those,
correct.
two, yeah. And but they changed the code, so I couldn't get in. So
Okay.
what I did is I actually called the police earlier yesterday, and I spoke with the dispatcher. And I asked the dispatcher, I was like, you know what? I'm locked out of my property. I need to be able to get to my property. And I mean, obviously, it's where I live, where I sleep. It's got my possessions. And so I need to be able to get there, and I haven't been able to get there yet, actually.
Okay.
The dispatcher didn't really have any information to support me to like give me a chance to get there. I wanted to have police show up with me to be able to either cut the lock or find a way to get through. But instead of doing that, right, what I did is I emailed Frank. And I'm not sure if I emailed Michael or not, but Michael got into the mix. Frank may have added him, but maybe I did add him. I'm not sure, but this wasn't like personal contact. This wasn't any kind of desire for me to have contact with Mr. Besseker. This was just me trying to get Frank to unlock to open the lock for me.
Open the gate.
Yeah,
Correct.
and one thing
And
to
that's exactly what I explained to the prosecutor
Okay.
to make sure that no charges are being pressed.
Okay, they definitely
All right.
should that
So you're not in any trouble. With that being said, you cannot contact them again.
Okay.
Right? Regardless, I understand. I completely understand why you're pissed off and why you have every right to try and get back to your house.
Yeah.
And where your camper, because I was back there, so I remember your camper and your van and everything like that.
Yeah.
I would be pissed off too. With that being said, what needs to happen, right? So if you call dispatch again to try and get back there, it's called a civil standby. All
Okay.
right,
Civil
so you need to
standby.
call an APD dispatch during daytime hours, because they'll only do it during like a day shift style hours.
Okay.
And tell them, you can give them the whole backstory, right? This is the issue. You're not allowed to have contact with the person.
Yeah.
However, you share a gate and you're locked out.
Yeah.
You need to get access so you can get back into your property. And they'll get an officer out there as soon as they can to help escort you back onto your property.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
All right.
And just letting you know, it was never my intention to have any contact with Mr. Besseker. And actually, when I talked to the judge at my hearing, the judge was actually aware that there is a chance that I could potentially run into him, because we share the same driveway. I could have to pass by him. He could be on the way out while I'm on the
Correct.
way in. And what the judge instructed is, hey, just don't just stay away from him, basically. And so from my perspective,
Exactly.
I had no idea that sending them an email or sending Frank an email that could get them looped in or however it happened, I can't even remember exactly how it happened, could would actually be something that would cause issue. I didn't know. But here's one other thing, just kind of throw up for your information. I don't know if you're keeping notes or whatever, but the lock that Frank keeps, he has got a chain on there. He's got a lock for himself, and he's got a lock for the Bessikers. The Bessikers have allowed me historically to use their passcode, and Frank has allowed me to use the passcode on his lock. So what is kind of curious and kind of unfortunate in this situation is if Frank were to allow me to get through his lock, that doesn't mean the Besikers couldn't lock me out. You know, so like, but there's
no. If they're not allowed to, and okay. I made that very clear that he is not allowed to lock you or change in any way you getting access to your property.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's supportive.
Yeah, absolutely. If that changes, right, if in the future, like let's say tomorrow you call, we get you inside, right? And then Friday, you're all of a sudden locked out again. You call us back and we make a report and we say, you know, this is an ongoing issue and now he's locking you out of your property, which is forcing you to reach out and try and get back to your house.
Gotcha. I can do all that. Right? I can do
which
that.
Which is exactly what I'm doing tonight.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right? That's exactly what's going on is I'm writing a report because I have to.
Okay.
Saying, yes, technically you violated your conditions. However, comma, it was because you are locked out of your own piece of property and you were simply trying to gain access with the owner of the property and the other person that resides there. And that I contacted the municipal prosecutors and they said, yeah, absolutely not. Do not arrest him.
Okay, thank you, sir. And hey, can I add one more thing, though? Just for your information, I do have a recording of my first call to dispatch, too, because my first inclination, you know, was to reach out to them and to be like, you know what do I do? Support me so that I know how I can do this without getting myself into trouble. And I use those words on the call. I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to do anything wrong here. So I'm just letting you know, I did call in initially yesterday, and I do have a recording. If you happen to need that at any point, I could provide that to you.
I do not personally, but hold on to all of that for some reason if this changes, right?
Okay.
And you go to trial for the charges that are already going on.
Okay.
And they try and say, well, you also violated this. Have that as your defense, right? I recommend record all of it. You can record me, record any other officer, right? That you're right. And just to help, you know, cover your butt just in case anything was to change or anybody tried to say otherwise. Okay. All right?
All right. Sounds good to me. And can I heard your name on the voicemail, but I couldn't quite make it out that well. Could you spell that for me real quick?
Yep, it's Nigh, N-I-G-H.
N-I-G-H, okay.
Yes, okay. Sir, Knight with no T.
Got it, all right, I got it. It looks correct. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me the call, for helping me out with this.
All right, absolutely. I hope you have a better night, all right?
All right, I think I will.
Going forward, make sure you do not get in contact with him at all until all of this is resolved.
I will not.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, you have a good one.
Yep.
Bye. You too. Bye. Thanks. Bye.